Good afternoon, Shadow Hills. Well, for those of you who have missed us, I have good news. This is the third podcast this week. Kim's got more clarifications and more rules acknowledgments. So here's Kim.
Good afternoon. Is this the third one this week? I guess I don't keep track. I just, when a resident sends me an email and says, go answer these questions, I just do what I'm told. So I got some information for you. First, let me answer the question about political signs, because I've had some emails about this question. Namely, some people believe they have a right to free speech, and their constitutional right is to put up signs as they wish. Ladies and gentlemen, we are not the venue for you to challenge that theory. Now, and by the way, I understand your viewpoint, and I do think you have a right to challenge it. You would hire a lawyer, you would file a lawsuit against the HOA, you would make that case when it's all over and done. If the judge tells me to do something, I'll do it. I don't have a problem with that. In the meantime, I'm going to enforce the rules. And the rules on political signs is, and by the way, it's better than what it used to be. It used to be one political sign total, period. That's it. So currently it's three total, one for each candidate. So to my knowledge, there's two main candidates for the president of the United States. There's two men running, as far as I know. I haven't heard of the third party people too much. I hope we will be most respectful of everybody's right to decide this, including signs and following our rules. Rules, though, are 9 square feet, one sign per candidate, three total. Now, it did come up, and since this is a gray area, and we'll work it out later, if somebody puts up a Biden sign, that's one for Biden. And when somebody puts up a Harris sign, that's one for Harris. So the question came up, which was a pretty good kind of question. Well, what if on my Biden sign I put up the name Harris? And on my Harris sign I put up Biden? Does that count one for each? And I'm going, you know, folks, I don't have enough margaritas to figure this out. So the answer for now is each candidate gets one. And I guess for now, if the candidate has another name on it, okay. So for all intents and purposes, one Biden sign could have Harris, one Harris sign could have Biden, and there's two signs. You cannot put up a third. So that's where we're at for political signs. If you want to challenge the constitutional rights of what we're doing, you need to hire a lawyer, different venue, not us. Guests, okay, I am going to get out to everybody tomorrow some redone language on our guest because we phrased this so poorly the first time. My error, folks. This new language, I think, will clear this up. Here's what it will say. And by the way, this came up. Remember what I said the other day? This came up because we had no definition about guests that were over the age of 55 and we had an incident. So we got to fix that problem. Definition of guests: individuals, regardless of age, who stay with residents of Sun City Shadow Hills for 60 total days and nights, right? We got to be overnight, or less in a calendar year are guests. So that's who a guest is. The 60-day threshold only applies to guests staying overnight at a resident. So if you have your buddies, you know, playing golf with each other, or you come to your house to play cards, not during this time, though, because we have no guests, right? This is when we're normal. Four times a week, it's okay. They don't count. A guest during the day does not count. Now, a guest under the age of 55 may stay in the residence without a host resident. Qualifying resident or the qualified permanent resident physically does not have to be present. So if you're in Minnesota, yes, your daughter can stay in your home. The real point was originally, which was phrased terrible, so I take full blame for that one, was the person who uses the house. If you're the owner and using the house and you happen to be away, you're the person occupying at the same time your guest is there from the legal point of view. Okay, so that'll hopefully clear that part up. Anybody who stays past 60 days and nights, you will have to qualify under the CCNR's section 8.1.1. You have to become a qualified permanent resident, and the board gets involved in that decision. I.e., people ask and they only come in once a week. No, they're not, you know, your friends aren't qualified permanent residents. They'd have to show that they lived there permanently. Now, also it came up about renters. A guest is somebody who is not renting. Because a renter has to be minimum 90 days. If you have a short-term renter, that's a violation. And it's got nothing to do with a guest. If you rent out your home for a weekend, that is not a guest. That is a renter. And if we find out about it, it's expensive. We just had one recently. A homeowner rented their place for 3 nights. The fine was $2,200. It's expensive. Be careful. Airbnb is not a management company. Those V things, whatever you are. Short-term rentals are not allowed. Okay, now COVID. I told you the other day that we found a person that did test positive for COVID. This person was a golfer and part of a golf group. Naturally, every golfer's written to me asking me who it is and what's going on. Ladies and gentlemen, I can't tell you about that person. I'm not allowed to. I can't even tell you if it's a male or a female, and I'm not going to. Now, what I can tell you is what we do about it. Once we find out about it, we contact everybody that this person had contact with within the last 2 weeks. We try to find out every golfer. We try to find out every location. So if the person was in Shadows, we're going to take some action. Now you will find out why everything's reservation system and is part of this process. We now go through the reservation system to see if this person was in the gym, if the person was playing tennis, if the person was playing pickleball. We find out if the person made a reservation for pickup at Shadows. So no matter what this is about, we then track it, and then we will, if necessary, close down that facility for 24 hours and re-clean it again. Fortunately, this was a golfer, and the golf shop was closed last Monday for reseeding. Now, the good news is you will also, golfers, keep in mind why we don't want you to go to the pro shop to pay. It's because then we have minimal damage inside the pro shop, affecting staff. So all this helps to confine this virus down to hopefully just a few people. We do contact the county. The county does not do tracing unless it's initiated by a doctor or a clinic. So although we make the call, this is the same thing that happened when we called once before, and they said the same thing. That we do what we can do, we will close down facilities, we'll clean facilities, we track people, we inform people they've been in contact with somebody, and then we ask all those people to self-quarantine or go get tested. You can get tested now pretty fast, so then you don't have self-quarantine. So that's what's going on with COVID. How's that? Frontier, we finally got some info on Frontier, and it's going to be starting up. Here's the order. The specific addresses I don't have yet. I'm supposed to get them tomorrow or Monday. Phase 3 will go first. Phase 2 will go second. Phase 1 will be installed last. That was probably a pretty good guess from a construction point of view. Phase 3 is the newest construction, which makes their install as they go through this, what's going on, the newest equipment and all of the new installs leads to little less problems. So they're starting with phase 3. Phase 3 will be in three different sections. The estimated time is phase 3 will be installed between November 1 and December 8. Phase 2, December 1 through January 15. See, it's a little longer because they're going to need more time. Phase 1, am I getting this right? Phase 1 will be January 8th through February 28th. That's also, I think, the section where we got to reinstall cable for 200 homes. Now, they plan on, they, and by the way, I got this phone call 2 hours ago. They plan on taking orders by the end of next week, 10-15. But I don't even have the paperwork yet, but well, I'm going to hope. As soon as I get the info, we will e-blast this out to you. And that will be the order of addresses, who you call to put in your order. We will mail out all the information as soon as we get it. But clearly, if I don't get this information by Monday, we then need to print it, put it in an envelope, stamp it, and mail it. You're not going to get it till the following week in hard mail form. But we will e-blast this out. We'll put it on the website so that we have the scheduling on how this takes place. In the information, they say they will include the TV plans. But once again, there is no guarantee on pricing. There's no guarantee on TV plans from one home to the next. This is no different than when you call up to get information about internet and TV. Everybody's different. You negotiate what you negotiate, so keep that in mind. I have no doubt as we go through this over the next 4 months, those TV plans will change. So negotiate it. Do the best you can there. Now, the way this install works is three of us, they call and they need three guinea pigs to test the billing codes, the data transfer, the TV hookup. So three of us are going to be the test cases. Guess what? I'm one of them. If all of you think I became president and ran for the board in order to be a test case, well, you got to rethink what your priorities are, I got to tell you, but I'm putting it right out there. I am one of the test cases, so hopefully I'll be installed within 2 weeks. Now, for the record, since somebody brought it up again to me, my wife does not work for Frontier. She doesn't get payments from Frontier. And all of you who mentioned that, you need to go get a life somewhere in a library and read about truth. That's what I think you need to do. So, Frontier is going to be starting up into next week as far as phone calls and planning. The install they expect to start on time on November 1. By March 1 of next year, it'll all be installed. And as we go through this, I'm sure there'll be a ton of questions, so let me know. So I might be back here every day next week. Who knows? We'll see how that goes. In the meantime, it's a real-life experience. We had a person come down with this COVID-19. It's real. It's dangerous. Please be very aware. Stay away from each other. Wear masks. If you go outside this complex, be careful. Golf courses that make you team up together, be very aware about that kind of stuff. Our biggest goal here is to try to keep everybody safe and healthy, one day at a time. Thank you very much. You all stay healthy and safe. We'll see you soon. Take care.
Okay, and the good news is we're one day closer to the prime rib dinner on Saturday night. So as Bobby McFerrin would say, don't worry, be happy. Bye-bye.